couple of things are spinning through my head on that. Is one is the loyalty, and you know, there's a good chunk of farmers have a favorite seed company. The study you're referencing is something we call our seed study. It's our biennial seed study. We do it every other year. We've done it every other year for the last 12 years. We ask a lot of the same questions. Sometimes we refresh them, make them more current, but we try to ask a lot of the same questions so we can provide some trend line stuff. Specifically in reference to the question about seed company loyalty, the favorite seed company number has remained pretty consistent for the last three studies, so the last 6 years. But what has changed is the loyalty to that seed company. Our research is showing that it used to be pretty close. Do you have a favorite seed company? That would have a certain number, and then follow up the question is, how loyal are you on a Likert scale from one to seven? And we would find that a vast majority of them were very loyal, or you know, the next step below that, to their seed company. That number has fallen somewhat sharply in the last three studies, in that we're finding the loyalty to a particular seed company brand has gone down. You say, well, what does that mean? Well, if you think back in the last 6 years, there's been some pretty phenomenal advancements in genetic technology, and there's been some wide swings in some of the genetics that the different companies have had. And also in that same token, there's been some ownership changes of the seed companies and the way they've gone to market. And I think, you know, so it's interesting to see how that all plays out. Well, that's the kind of stuff that we love to show to our advertisers, because it helps them make some pretty neat decisions. And we kind of try to break it out by certain demos or certain regions. And then you get a pretty good feel for, hey, you know what, this advertising campaign that I had kind of worked. And it may, you know, we talk about it on a specific brand standpoint, but it's more of is the advertising work? Is it changing farmer attitudes? And that's, so we will look at that from a seed standpoint. Fun fact that came out of our most recent study: we asked a new question this year, which in this particular study, it going in specifically about justifying the price of seed, and knowing that farmers' seed has gone up sharply in the last few years, largely because of this traits. We did ask a question. Are those high prices for seeds justified by the research? And I was kind of surprised by the fact that about 40% of the farmers that in our market research panel, which is projectable against the successful farming audience, projectable against the 12 Midwestern states, is about 40% say, yeah, absolutely, those seed companies are justified in the prices. They won't tell you that, because obviously they're calling a seed rep, they're beating them up on the prices, you know. But when you get beyond the coffee shop talk, you recognize where it really comes to is that the messages are coming through. Those companies that are investing in research, and they're communicating that to the farmers. 40% of them agree, and that message is getting through. So that's good news for those companies. That's good news for our future, because we continue to invest in that research.